Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Hour number three. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to, I'm joined again by writer and influencer, Dean Weingarten. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing very well, thank you.
Well, we're going to lead off with this just because I really honestly did not think this was going to happen, but the Indiana governor signed constitutional carry.
Yes, a pleasant surprise. A lot of people thought if he was going to do it, he would have done it last Friday. And when they didn't do it over, he didn't do it then. A lot of the talk at the among the Indiana gun owners, well, he'll probably just let it become law without signing it. And then yesterday, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he signed it. Much to people's surprise. And he vetoed a bill banning transgender, well, men from playing in girls' sports. At least biological boys and men. Let's put
right,
it that.
Right, right.
And so I guess he thought it was a trade-off. I'm thinking maybe he got more calls from irate Second Amendment activists saying, sign the bill, Governor. I know there was an active program, and people were saying that it was difficult to get through on a line. It would just get a recording and occasionally an actual live person. So there was a lot of activism that went into this, and I'm glad he signed it, but it seemed like he was kind of reluctant. You know, would have been nicer if he'd have signed it quickly.
Now, and he's a Republican.
Yes, he is. Fine.
Well, I mean, I guess it, I don't know.
No, he signed a bill. You know, I'm not going to complain about that. I think
sure.
He did the right thing. And,
but I mean, you know, when you look at what the head of the Senate tried to do, she's a Republican as well.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just sitting back going, you know, you guys don't, I don't understand politicians. I don't know that many anymore that are active. I used to know some around the Tea Party time because they were just every Joe, you know, every Joe out there was running for something and getting elected for something. So I knew a few. But now I don't know that many that are still serving. Jeff Duncan is one, but I mean, Jeff would not, he would not be, he would be looking at this guy going, and you're a Republican? But I mean, do these guys not understand what they saw with Trump? Do they not get what they saw with Trump and the fact that you got to, if you want to stay in office, pull back and get separate yourself from the pack?
I think a lot of them are career politicians, and they have learned their entire life that their political career rests with the media, and the media is who they have to please. Not their constituents. Well, the constituents, you know, we'll give them a wink and a nod, but, you know, it's really the media people that convince the constituents what they want, so it's really the media that they have to please, and that, you know, he was unused to getting so much heat from the grassroots, and so I think that heat plus, you know, the overwhelming support in the House and Senate is what did the trick. He could not really, realistically, it was unlikely he'd be able to stop a veto override. All they need is a majority, and they can do it next term.
Right.
So put him through the whole same, you know, mess again with all bad publicity and everything, or sign it now. To me, it was an obvious choice, but maybe he was thinking something would change before he had to sign it.
Well, I guess also the optic of being overcome by the Senate and the House and having his veto kicked aside, I imagine that would be a sign of weakness, right?
Well, yes, and it would be a sign that the people confirming that he's not really, you know, very conservative.
Right.
Now, they may override this veto of the allowing boys and biological boys and men to compete with girls. You know, that may get overridden. They overrode his veto on three bills last year. So, you know, it's not hard to override a veto in Indiana compared to a lot of states. It only takes a majority, and they have the whole next session to do it. So there's a good chance that the bill on the transgender will be overridden, and we already have the constitutional carry bill is signed. It's going to go into effect on July 1st, and we have yet to see any of the states which have restored constitutional carry then revoke those measures.
Right. And in the interim,
24.
Yeah. 24 now.
One more, and it'll be half of all the states.
So we're just waiting on Kemp.
Well, it's really in the legislature there in Georgia.
Okay.
I think what I'm seeing is that the bill from the House has been sent to the Senate, and it's been assigned to the Senate committee. So it looks to me like that's the way they're going to go. They're going to take the House bill, they're going to vote on it at the Senate and probably confirm it, and then it'll go to Kemp for signature. And he's been campaigning hard on getting this through. I just don't see him not signing a constitutional carry bill. So if the Senate passes concurrence with the House bill, I believe we'll get constitutional carry in Georgia, and then, you know, we have Nebraska, too. I mean, Nebraska only has one house. It's the only unicameral legislature in the United States. But they have a complicated process to make up for it. So you have to go through three different votes, all of which can be filibustered and take two-thirds of a majority to get closure. So basically, if you have significant opposition to a bill, you have to overcome a two-thirds vote three times. Now, it's already did the first one, and that's usually considered the hardest. And I think Indiana will help incentivize Nebraska to get their bill through. So I would give pretty good money that either Georgia or Indiana is going to get a bill through. I can't say which one would be first, and I give it about a 50-50 chance that we get both of them into constitutional carry state.
I had Rex Rice from South Carolina, the senator.
Oh, you did?
From
good.
Yeah, I had him on a local show here recently, and I was asking him about, with what's going on and the trends out there, if he thinks South Carolina might be getting ready to tee up, and he doesn't believe it's going to happen at most for maybe possibly next year or maybe 2 years from now. So
yeah, that sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah.
Because he's got a good hand on the pulse there.
Right.
This year, I just don't see it. It has to be planned out. You got to strategize. You got to get it in. You know, there just isn't a lot of time left in this year,
right,
even though
there's
still there.
Right. So hang on for me, if you would. This is we got a very interesting thing coming up to speak about, which is interesting given testimony that occurred today in the hearing with the latest Supreme Court wannabe. Talking to Dean Weingarten, you can find his work at amilan.com, well over nearly 2,000 articles waiting on you at the moment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and today we had the interesting occasion where a leftist Supreme Court wannabe got out there and said that the Supreme Court has absolutely upheld the Second Amendment as a God-given right, as a constitutionally protected right. And then we have this individual. And I guess she was in a magazine called Humanist. We're talking about Megan Hunt, an openly bisexual atheist progressive.
Right.
I mean, and a millennial.
Her light, her view on light. And she made a Twitter tweet, I guess it's called. And I'm quoting it here. She said, "Owning a gun isn't a God-given right. It's a slave-owning, misogynistic founding father-given right. I'm not against 2A. But be real. The Constitution was written by people. Today, I'm filibustering a bill that would allow concealed carry without training or a permit." And I'm going, well, what does this mean? It sort of like doesn't really come across as meaning much. And that reason is that you and I, and probably most of the listeners, and probably most people in America, have a different set of assumptions about reality and the way that it works. But she is an atheist, progressive, openly bisexual. So that's a little different for her worldview. Now, she says only, there's a lot to unpack here because she puts a lot of, how should I put it, mistaken views about reality into this paragraph. She says, owning a gun isn't a God-given right. Well, that's basically the idea that it would be a God-given right is natural law. And natural law, I know this, people may disagree with me, but I've studied natural law. And natural law doesn't say necessarily that the rights are given by God. I mean, a lot of people who believe in natural law believe that. But natural law says the nature of man and of the universe show that when you examine them logically and rationally, these rights pop out as obvious. That if you are a human, you have the right to life. People don't have a right, a moral right, to take your life unless you're threatening other people's lives, unless you break the social contract. And she says, I'm not against 2A, which I'm presuming means the Second Amendment, but she's against a bill that would restore Second Amendment rights. Well, you can't have it both ways unless you're a progressive, in which case you change the words to mean what you want them to mean at the time that you say them.
Right.
And then anything becomes coherent and logical and reasonable because you change the definition to meet your criteria for what you want. Well, that's part of what progressives are. They aren't interested in logic or fact because they think everything changes all the time. So it's just a question of, do I win the argument so I can get elected? If they have to go by dictionary definition of words, they usually lose. So they're famous for changing definitions in order to fit their worldview. And she puts in this, it's a straw man argument, really, because she says, owning a gun isn't a God-given right. But, you know, she leaves out bearing arms. And of course, it isn't just guns either. It's all portable arms. And so the Second Amendment says the right to keep and bear arms, not just the right to own arms. So she's cutting off at least half of the exercise of the Second Amendment just by shortening her definition of what the Second Amendment is. And then she says it's the slave-owning, misogynistic, founding father-given right. Well, they didn't give the right. They didn't believe that. They believed in natural law. So they thought, you have the right by the nature of existing as a person. You have the right to self-defense, and in order to utilize that right, you have the right to arms, And also, those arms are very useful in forming militias to secure free states. So she just probably is simply ignorant of the philosophy of natural law, the theory of natural law, and she's ignorant about what the Second Amendment means. But this is straight up progressivism. Progressivism, one of their core beliefs of the progressive philosophy, is the Constitution might have been okay for its day, but it really doesn't apply now, and so we have to figure out ways to work around it. But the idea that we should be held to account by a document that's 250 years old, well, that's crazy. Everything's different now. The Constitution doesn't really mean anything more except what we want it to mean now. That's a core belief for progressives. And I don't think anybody believes that the Constitution was not written by people. Now, those people may have been inspired, but they wrote it. We know who wrote it. It was Thomas Jefferson. Not Thomas Jefferson. It was the framers at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. Jefferson was not there. He was overseas. George Washington headed it. Benjamin Franklin had a lot to do with it. There were a lot of arguments over people from small states and big states and slave states and free states, and they put together a document that would allow for the survival of the United States as well as protecting individual rights. And I've never heard of anybody who said, no, the Constitution wasn't written by people, it was written by little green men from Mars, or it was written by Jehovah. You know, I've never heard that argument. They may say the founders were inspired, but that's not saying they didn't write it.
Well, a progressive wouldn't know that. A progressive wouldn't even know who you just mentioned. She wouldn't know the names. We're coming up on the next break, Dean. Hang on there for me, if you would, please, sir.
Very good.
This article is ripped straight from the page of AmmoLand.com. You can go there, look for all contributors. That's on the bottom right. Then it'll take you to a double-columned list of names. Dean is on the left, headed down. And there you will find the most prolific writer in the gun culture, the most read. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tuesday marks day two of Senate confirmation hearings for President Biden's Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz questions her view of critical race theory, which he says is taught in a private Washington school where she serves as a board member.
It is an academic theory that is about the ways in which race interacts with various institutions. It doesn't come up in my work as a judge. It's never something that I've studied or relied on, and it wouldn't be something that I would rely on if I was on the Supreme Court.
A chief spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin isn't ruling out the country's use of nuclear weapons. Speaking to CNN, the spokesman saying an existential threat to Russia could cause it to use nuclear weapons. This is USA Radio News. The amount of money you're earning is not keeping up with the rate of inflation. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
U.S. wages are increasing, but not nearly enough to keep up with the soaring costs of gasoline and rent. According to a new analysis by the Urban Institute, by January, rents in the average metropolitan area had increased 15% over the prior year. Hourly wages only rose about 5% over that same time frame.
General Motors is announcing another recall. Over 740,000 GM Terrain vehicles made between 2010 and 2017 are being recalled due to a headlight issue. The headlight beams can be too bright and cause glare for oncoming drivers. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says reflections on the headlight housing are to blame for the brightness. Owners should begin to receive recall notices in late April. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and let's talk about Rhode Island, because
this is a good case.
Well, I mean, now what is Rhode Island like as far as with guns and lethal weapons? What are they? Well, are they shall issue? What are
they're pretty restrictive. They're a may issue state. They're one of only 8 may-issue states left. They have a lot of discretion. So if you apply to have a permit to carry a concealed weapon, they can say no if they don't like you. So they're one of the more restrictive states still in the United States, and they had have a complete ban. Had, I should say, after this court decision, they no longer have it, on the ownership, the possession of stun guns. And that was challenged in Rhode Island, went up to the Rhode Island, actually to the United States Court for the District of Rhode Island. And that court, with a judge who was a Bush appointee, rather reluctantly found that stun guns are protected arms under the Second Amendment, and that Rhode Island did not have the authority to ban stun guns altogether.
Right. Now, I got to wonder about a country or a state that bans a non-lethal weapon, because some people are terrified of guns and will never own a gun. So a stun gun is at least something. It's a it's an alternative for them to go to.
Right.
How long has this been in place? in Rhode Island?
It's a good question. I don't have a definitive answer to that, but a lot of these were put in place about 15 years ago. There was a sweep of bans that went into effect, and Rhode Island probably just got caught up in the sort of political Me Too-ism, you know. Oh, everybody's
right.
doing it, I'm
right.
going to do it. And then we saw that with nunchucks and martial arts weapons. We saw it, one of the best examples back in the 50s when they banned switchblade knives
right.
for no real reason. It was just a trendy thing that was amplified by the media, and so a lot of states banned it. There were about 7 states that did not ban switchblade knives eventually. And there's been now a trend to get rid of those bans, and I think they've had about 12 or 14 states that have reversed them.
Was that because of movies that they banned switchblade knives? Because I wasn't around back then. I have I think he's a third or fourth cousin, Russ Tamblyn, who was one of the stars of West Side Story, where they have lots of switchblades, you know.
Right, And West Side Story happened about in the middle of this. What happened is there was an ambitious New York, I think he's a representative. I have it in my articles and notes earlier on. And he said, the police are saying these juvenile delinquents, remember that term, are all arming themselves with switchblade knives. And a switchblade knife is every bit as deadly as a revolver in the pocket. And all these people are getting killed and hurt by it. We've got to stop it. So we got to ban it. And he led a crusade to ban them in New York. And I think he was successful. And then he pushed on for a crusade among the newspapers to ban them all across the country. And at the height of it, in the middle of all this, West Side Story came out as a musical play on Broadway.
Right.
And then it was so successful that they made a movie out of it, and the movie was very successful. With all this going on, the United States has a ban on the interstate sale and the importation of switchblades, and they kind of messed up a couple of companies that were producing switchblade knives, and they didn't, I don't know if they entirely went out of business, but it certainly reduced their profits a good deal. And it was just stupid. There were no statistics that supported that there was any serious problem with switchblade knives, any more than any other knife out there. And it's just it looked like almost an early exercise of power by the media. Look what we can do. We can ban something just because we say it's bad.
Right.
And they got enough people, because switchblades were not used by most people because they're a slightly complicated mechanism and they're generally not quite as strong as a simple lock blade,
right.
and more expensive. And so not as many people had them. So it's this kind of thing, we're only infringing on the rights of a minority, so let's go ahead and infringe on the rights of this minority, like people who really need switchblades or assisted opening knives, like, you know, people who have only one hand, or paratroopers, or maybe sailors who, you know, have to use their other hand for some other purpose and want to be able to open and close that knife without trouble. So there's lots of good reasons to have switchblades or assisted opening knives, and no real good reason to ban them, and yet they did it. And that's what the same sort of thing we see with a ban on stun guns.
Right.
Or a ban on, I would say semi-automatic rifles or 30-round magazines or all these things are sort of, the media makes them into a trendy thing that we have to ban these because they're bad. With silencers, really didn't follow that because there was no outcry in the media to ban silencers that I could tell back in 1932. It just seems to have been thrown in there because it was a fairly new technology and there weren't a lot of people that had it. There were never more than a few thousand of the silencers that were made by Maxim.
My problem with non-lethals and my problem with things like knives is because knives mean you're close. And you better have a degree of strength and a capability of hand-to-hand combat if you're going to get that close, because it might not go to the plan. And I've seen video of these hopped up on drugs guys just, you know, pulling the darts out with the stun gun and just continuing to come. So it's not as guaranteed as a firearm would be, but at the same time, for those people that are terrified of guns, I think it is an option. So
it is. It's kind of like bear spray for bears.
Yeah.
So it may not be as effective as a handgun, but sometimes it works.
Right. Well, listen, we got the last break coming up. We got a last break coming up in a minute.
What I wanted to say about this thing in Rhode Island, if I might, is the judge there, sort of without any reason, puts into to let the public know. He says, "I don't agree with the Heller decision, but it's the way they ruled, so I have to abide by it." And he quotes a paragraph out of an article by a historian saying that the founders did not mean the Second Amendment to be an individual right. Well, we have whole books and other historians saying exactly the opposite. So why this guy shows him, this particular one, as being definitive and not the others, which I think there's far better evidence of that.
Right.
But he had the sort of value signal there. Judge Smith is his name. And I applaud him for following the law, but I think it's kind of mildly distasteful that in doing it he had to value signal to his progressive buddies that I didn't really want to do this, but I had to do it to follow the law.
Well, hang on there. Last break coming up. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We've saved the last article. This is my favorite articles that Dean writes. Because it's fascinating to me, people would go out into the woods sometimes, now not in certain cases, but sometimes they go out into the woods unprotected. So you have started this thing about bears and, a bear attacks on humans and some of these people do go protected. And so what's this latest little ditty? Now, this is interesting because you have 11 events of pistols fired in defense against bears in combination with other items that has been found since the last update in June 2021. These are all new incidents?
Yes. Well, I'm trying to think of any of the, I think they're all new. And some of them I wrote individual articles about. I think there was a couple of those. But they haven't been included in the study we've been doing of people using pistols in defense against bears. And these 11 incidents will not be in the statistics because you can't separate out. You know, like there's one, I think, in the other older articles where a bear was hit by a car, and then an officer goes down to see what's going on. The bear comes at him and he shoots it with a pistol and stops it. Well, was it the bear or the pistol? Was it the car or the pistol or both? And how do you separate it? So we don't put that in the statistics about pistols only against bears. But because we started this with saying we would include every incident where a pistol was fired against bears in self-defense, we include them, and then people can read about them, and then they can decide whether the pistol was a defining factor of the incident or not, and whether it was effective. And we've got now a total of, it's pretty close to 20 of those with these 11. And these 11 are almost all new. I think there was one or two where I did individual articles about that particular. We got them from the Freedom of Information Act request. And then there was, I think, one from research that we'd found. So if you'd read every bear article I ever wrote, a couple of these you'd recognize.
Right.
But they aren't in the previous update. Now, these are, I'm including them in the research because for just completeness, like I said, even though they don't count for the statistics, And the earliest one was because I've been researching this old Groner myth from 1935 incident that was published in 1936 in Alaska Sportsman magazine. And I've got almost all the data on it now, but I have to put it all together, and it'll make a pretty good-sized article in its own right, because there's a lot of things that are not correct that have propagated over the years that I have to correct them. But in this article, and it's from one of the bear books by Canute. He's written a series, I think it's Larry Canute, he's written a series of bear books. They're very popular. Alaskan Bear Tales, I think, is where it started. And this was, there was a very, very famous incident, this old Groner story. And he rewrote a 1953 rewrite of the 1936 article. And he, in that, there's an account of somebody, his name was Jack Johnstone, that had shot a grizzly bear that was coming after him and his companion with a .45-70 several times, but the bear kept coming, so he unholstered a pistol and emptied the pistol into the bear, and that stopped it. So it's included for completeness, and it doesn't count against the statistics, and people can make what they want of it. It's kind of interesting. This is on the Unik River in Alaska, and it goes up into, and eventually there's headwaters up in Canada, down in southeastern Alaska in the panhandle there. And this happened in around 1935 or 33, I think, is where he dates it. And they see the area is known for enormous grizzlies because it's a salmon stream. And so the bears have lots of food, so they get really, really big. And they see this big grizzly on the other side of this extremely fast rushing mountain stream. And the bear sees them and decides it doesn't like them. It's going to attack them, I guess. And it jumps right into the water, swimming, trying to get at them. And it said no man could have bore the current like this bear did. And that's when he shoots at it. And it's still trying to get out of the creek, out of the river, when he shoots it with the pistol. So it's a long time ago, and this is the third iteration of a rewrite, so I'm not going to say everything, and it is absolutely correct.
Right.
But it does purport to be an actual event, and we have a basic date, time, place, individual involved, so we include it. And then the next one was from 74, and I'm going to do a plug for these books. They're out there. There's a lot of used ones, and I think you can still get them in new, but it's... This was from a book by Ralph Flowers, who's a famous bear hunter in Washington State. And he killed over 1,100 bears in his career. And a lot of them he snared, and then because they were doing damage to trees. And so he'd snare them with leg hold snares, and then when he'd come up, they'd have a drag on it, and he would, he'd dispatch the bear. He carried either mostly a 270, 721 Remington rifle or a 357 Magnum revolver, and he doesn't tell us what brand it was. Or I might be able to find that out if I do some more research, because he has relatives in the area, and he only died in 2007, so he's relatively recent. In this instance, he has the revolver. Oh, by the way, he got mauled by black bears twice. Both times they were wounded, and both the time his rifle failed him because of hand-loaded ammunition that had a bad batch of primers. Reloaded by his brother, who said, "Throw that ammunition away. Some of the primers are bad." And then he didn't do it, and it cost him very dearly. He got mauled twice, because the rifle didn't go off when he wanted it to go off, and he didn't have the pistol with him. But anyway, So he's looking for bears and snares, and he finds this bear has become snared, and it's dragged the drag a good way. And he sees the cable, and he thinks, oh, that dang bear, he broke the connection, or he got loose somehow, and, he got away. So he grabs the snare. It's just lying there loose on a log pile, and then he pulls on it. He feels resistance, and there's a bear on the other end of the snare that doesn't take kindly to him pulling on it, and it comes out after him, and he snatches his .357. He's got his young daughter right there beside him, and he fires four rounds into the bear's head, just bam, 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 and kills the bear. So whether that's a successful use of a pistol in defense against bears, well, you know, the bear was probably hampered a bit by the snare. I mean, although since you had Ralph grabbing on one end of the snare, you know, he probably wasn't, like, very far away from the bear when this all happened.
Right. We are running out of time, Dean, so I'm going to have to leave that as last word.
Very good.
Once again, thank you for joining me. Yes, sir. Absolute pleasure is mine. And we will be back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.